Many years ago, I was asked to conduct a service for a small congregation in Firesteel, South Dakota. But I forgot to take my Bible along. And yeah, that should be no problem, right? There ought to be a Bible in the church. But when I got there a bit early, I looked all over the premises and there was no Bible. So what was I going to do? I didn't memorize everything in the Bible. I don't know if I could manage. Fortunately, there were some hymnals there, and the Psalms are in the front of the hymnal, and so the readings that day were all from the book of Psalms. Now, that was a minor problem, but now think of the problem that there was in the land of Judah in the days of King Josiah. The kings before him, Manasseh and Amon, had brought idolatry into the temple of God, and they had apparently shoved the book of the law, their Bible, into some nook and cranny that nobody knew where it was. Perhaps they didn't even know they had one. And then King Josiah gave his orders to get rid of all that idolatry in the temple and repair the place. And what happened? He instructed his men to repair and restore the neglected temple. And this is what we read in 2 Chronicles chapter 34. Hilkiah the priest found the book of the law of the Lord given by Moses. So there was a copy of God's law in the temple, but nobody knew it was there. And if they didn't know it was there, they certainly hadn't been reading it or studying it or teaching from it. In fact, they had forgotten a lot of what was in it. Well, the priest, Hilkiah, took the book to a scribe. Now, a scribe in those days was somebody who supposedly was an expert in the book of the law, an expert in copying those words. And so he gave it to the scribe. Hilkiah gave the book to Shaphan, and Shaphan carried the book to the king, bringing the king word, saying, "All that was committed to your servants they are doing, and they have gathered the money that was found in the house of the Lord and have delivered it into the hand of the overseers and the workmen." And then Shaphan added this little detail. Shaphan the scribe told the king, saying, "Hilkiah the priest has given me a book." And Shaphan read it before the king. King Josiah, he was alarmed. He was terrified because he did not know what was written in that book of the law of the Lord. And when he heard what was written in it and how God threatened to punish and judge people who disobeyed his law, and here they had not only disobeyed it, they had not even kept it. They had forgotten they had it. And so Josiah tore his clothes as a token of his sorrow and, disappointment. I guess that's too weak a word. He was dismayed. And he said to the scribe Shaphan, "Great is the wrath of the Lord that is poured out on us, because our fathers have not kept the word of the Lord to do or according to all that is written in this book." Now, I don't know. There's no way of telling exactly what part of the book of the law of the Lord Shaphan read to King Josiah. But we could probably guess that it was something like this from the book of Deuteronomy. If you do not obey the voice of the Lord your God to observe carefully all his commandments and his statutes, which I command you today, that all these curses will come upon you and overtake you. The Lord will send on you cursing, confusion, and rebuke in all that you set your hand to do until you are destroyed and until you perish quickly because of the wickedness of your doings in which you have forsaken me. Certainly God wants us to keep track of his word, to save it, protect it, copy it over and over again so we make sure there are lots of copies around. But they had not done that. They had lost the temple copy of the law. And I imagine that in those days there weren't too many copies running around in among the members either. Probably none at all. So after he tore his clothes, he recognized his sins, the sins of his people. God had given them his holy word and they had despised it and neglected it. And we remember what the prophet Amos wrote about the word of God. He said, "Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord God, that I will send a famine on the land, not a famine of bread nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. They shall wander from sea to sea and from north to east. They shall run to and fro, seeking the word of the Lord, but shall not find it." So this is about the worst thing that can happen to a nation or a people, to be without the word of God. Now we can't imagine that in our times we would ever lose the Bible. There are so many copies available in so many languages. But we can disobey it. We can neglect it. We can let it sit there without ever using it. When we teach, we can fail to teach according to the word of God and teach instead according to what we think is best. We know that's going on in our country in many places, and what a threat from God is there if we treat his word in that way. So let us pay close attention to what God says to us, and remember that there are not only curses in God's word that threaten our disobedience, but that same book of the law of the Lord gives us the solution to the problem that the people had in those days and the problem we have today. God does curse disobedience, but he also promised in those days a Savior to come, the Son of David. And he has fulfilled that promise to us. So where we disobeyed, what does the Bible say about the Messiah? He obeyed. He was obedient, even up to the death of the cross. And that's the only way we can survive and hope for a blessed future. Let us sing hymn number 608, stanzas 1 to 3.